With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Cayman's unemployment rate has risen slightly to 2.6% as of fall 2025. The Economics and Statistics Office says that it is up from 2.4% a year earlier, based on its latest labor force survey. In the report, ESO estimates just under 65,000 people in the labor force, with 63,289 employed and 1,700 unemployed. The agency says Caymanian unemployment fell to 4.1% from 4.6% as the number of employed Caymanians rose to 24,358, up 13.4% over the year. ESO also reports that unemployment among non-Caymanians was higher than a year earlier. The survey puts the overall population at 90,577 people in fall 2025. In other news, the Department of Environmental Health is warning you about two recent food recalls. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Department of Environmental Health says a recall notice has been issued for 10-ounce packages of Second Nature Keto Crunch Mix that contain undeclared ingredients like cashews, pistachios, and cherries. The DEH says it's working with importers, retailers, and wholesalers to remove these products from circulation. Same goes for specific types of dirty potato chips that are being pulled from shelves due to possible salmonella contamination. This recall includes certain batches of the 2-ounce bags of flavors like salt and vinegar, Maui onion, and sour cream and onion. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For a list of the affected batches, you can head to radiocayman.gov.ky. Finally,
it is a confidential. As such, it is not being made available.
Planning Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks there answering a parliamentary question in the House related to the organizational review of agencies within the Transport Ministry by PricewaterhouseCoopers in 2025. He asked whether the report will be made available to MPs.
The PwC report was developed for internal purpose only and never intended to be published.
In 2022, government commissioned Deloitte to produce a public transport strategy report and brought in an expert from the UK's Department of Transport to assist in 2025. And in January, government put out a tender for a consultant to create the final business case for a, quote, modern public transport system. That tender closes on May 14th. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States says it expects Iran to respond to its latest peace proposal before the end of today. The Secretary of State said Washington hoped for something that could enable serious negotiations. Despite a ceasefire, both sides have clashed in the Strait of Hormuz. Lebanon says five people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the south of the country. Meanwhile, Hezbollah said it had launched missiles at a military base in northern Israel in retaliation for Israeli attacks. Britain's right-wing populist party Reform has won hundreds of seats in local elections. With more than half of councils counted, the governing Labour Party and the main opposition Conservatives have suffered big losses. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa faces possible impeachment after the Constitutional Court overturned a parliamentary vote that blocked proceedings 4 years ago. The court ruled that the theft of more than $500,000 from the president's rural home in 2020 should be investigated. The top court in the U.S. state of Virginia has thrown out an attempt by the Democratic Party to redraw constituency boundaries in their favour. Four men in Florida have been found guilty of plotting to assassinate Haiti's last democratically elected president. Jovenel Moïse was killed in 2021 by former Colombian soldiers recruited to carry out the attack. The Spanish football club Real Madrid has fined two star players, Federico Valverde and Aurelien Tchouaméni, €500,000 each. They'd been in an altercation during training that ended with Valverde being treated in hospital. The Pentagon has begun releasing what it says are never-before-seen files in UFOs. It said Americans wanted more transparency on issues like extraterrestrial life. BBC News.